Therefore, in Lummox's opinion, did not belong to anybody. They were in the garden of the Donahues, next door west. There was a possible way, which Lummox had been thinking about lately, to reach these ownerless rose bushes. The Stewart place was surrounded by a 10-foot concrete wall. Lummox had never tried to climb over it, although he had nibbled the top of it in places. In the rear, there was one break in it, where the gully draining the land crossed the property line. The gap in the wall was filled by a massive grating of 8x8 timbers, bolted together with extremely heavy bolts. The vertical timbers were set in the stream bed, and the contractor who had erected it had assured Mrs. Stewart that it would stop Lummox, or a herd of elephants, or anything else too big-hipped to crawl between the timbers. Lummox knew that the contractor was mistaken, but his opinion had not been asked, and he had not offered it. John Thomas had not expressed an opinion either, but he had seemed to suspect the truth. He had emphatically ordered Lummox not to tear the grating down. Lummox had obeyed. He had sampled it for flavor, but the wooden timbers had been soaked in something which gave them a really unbearable taste. He let them be. But Lummox felt no responsibility for natural forces. He had noticed, about 3 months back, that spring rains had eroded the gully so that two of the vertical timbers were no longer embedded but were merely resting on the dry stream bed. Lummox had been thinking about this for several weeks and had found that a gentle nudge tended to spread the timbers at the bottom. A slightly heavier nudge might open up a space wide enough without actually tearing down the grating. Lummox lumbered down to check up. Still more of the stream bed had washed away in the last rain. One of the vertical timbers hung a few inches free of the sand. The one next to it was barely resting on the ground. Lummox smiled like a simple-minded gollywog and carefully, delicately insinuated his head between the two big posts. He pushed, gently. Above his head came a sound of rending wood, and the pressure suddenly relieved. Startled, Lummox pulled his head out and looked up. The upper end of one 8x8 had torn free of its bolts. It pivoted now on a lower horizontal girder. Lummox clucked to himself. Too bad. But it couldn't be helped. Lummox was not one to weep over past events. What has been must be. No doubt John Thomas would be vexed. But in the meantime, here was an opening through the grating. He lowered his head like a football linesman, set himself in low gear, and pushed on through. There followed several sounds of protesting and rending wood, and sharper ones of broken bolts, but Lummox ignored it all. He was on the far side now, a free agent. He paused and raised up like a caterpillar, lifting legs 1 and 3, 2 and 4 off the ground, and looked around. It was certainly nice to be outside. He wondered why he had not done it sooner. It had been a long time since John Thomas had taken him out, even for a short walk. He was still looking around, sniffing free air, when an unfriendly character charged at him, yapping and barking furiously. Lummox recognized him, an oversized and heavily muscled mastiff that ran ownerless and free in the neighborhood. They had often exchanged insults through the grating. Lummox had nothing against dogs. In the course of his long career with the Stewart family, he had known several socially and had found them pretty fair company in the absence of John Thomas. But this mastiff was another matter. He fancied himself boss of the neighborhood, bullied other dogs, terrorized cats, and repeatedly challenged Lummox to come out and fight like a dog. Nevertheless, Lummox smiled at him, opened his mouth wide, and in a lisping, baby girl voice from somewhere far back inside him, called the mastiff a very bad name. The dog gasped. It is likely that he did not comprehend what Lummox had said, but he did know that he had been insulted. He recovered himself and renewed the attack, barking louder than ever and raising an unholy ruckus while dashing around Lummox and making swift sorties at his flanks to nip at Lummox's legs. Lummox